Brian Waldron is a retired computer software, hardware engineer who keeps track of his Aurelia Transit bulk ride purchases and rides on a spreadsheet. He purchases Connect packages that come in 12, 20, and 48 rides. Depending on what month he purchases the packages, he's noticed he loses rides when fares increase every January 1st. That's because fare increases are automatic and apply to previously purchased bulk packs as well as regular fares. Therefore, each ride costs a little more and eats into the total number of rides, so the purchaser gets fewer rides than what they purchased. They are cheating me out of my rides. I paid for them, said Waldron, 80. The people of Aurelia don't know they are getting ripped off for rides. That's the problem. Aurelia doesn't handle it by rides. They handle it by dollars and cents. The people of Aurelia need to know that if you buy discount rides, they are getting screwed every time the rate changes. Waldron said that hasn't been properly communicated to people, and he wants to see Aurelia Transit change the software to reflect the number of rides purchased, not the cost per ride. He said he has contacted staff at Aurelia Transit, written his counselor in 2024 and sent a letter to the mayor and all of council in January 2025. He said he heard back from Danielle Eves, manager of parking and transit for the city of Aurelia, explaining what he already knows and wants changed. Eves, in an email to Aurelia Matters, said all transit rides are charged at the new fare rate on January 1st of each year, regardless of the purchase date. This information is on the Aurelia Transit brochure under the fares section, she said. However, that information is not on the Aurelia Transit website. Since the Connect Pass system was introduced in 2021, when purchasing rides, it has been structured to load the equivalent dollar value of purchased rides onto the card. Each time a rider uses the pass, the current fare is deducted. With the council-approved annual fare increase on January 1st, any remaining balance from a previous year is subject to the updated fare rate, which may result in a different number of rides than when originally loaded, she wrote in an email to Aurelia Matters. When asked if the city would update the software to reflect the actual number of rides versus the cost per ride, she said, the transit division is not exploring changes to the fare system software. Eves suggested riders who purchase 12, 20 or 48 ride passes should use them before the end of the year to maximize their rides. For those who may not use their passes within the year, an alternative option is to load a specific dollar amount onto the Connect card instead of purchasing a bulk ride pass. This provides greater flexibility and ensures that their balance is used based on their individual transit needs, she said. Waldron tops up his account every January so he gets the exact number of rides he purchased the year before. Every January, by council order, the cost of transit increases 10 cents. Last year, the one-time fare was $3. This year, it's $3.10. Aurelia Transit has launched an Aurelia Transit study. Your ride, your say survey in collaboration with Georgian College students so riders can provide feedback that helps update the transit system where needed. Information about Aurelia Transit can be found on its website or by calling 705-325-3975.